meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Friday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship, and my name is still Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. We would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. And so all of our family is returned back, and the newlyweds are all back from their honeymoon and moved on to their new place of ministry, and their dogs have gone with them, and we're going to discover what a new normal looks like. So it's been an exciting season in our life, and tomorrow we are going to be celebrating with a couple. They ended up getting married last year. They were scheduled to get married last year, and coronavirus impacted that, and so they didn't get to have the big shindig that they had been planning for. And so we're going to be going and celebrating with them tomorrow. So anyway, that's what our weekend looks like. Want to say thank you today to the folks of Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. Bill has been doing AC work for a number of years. He deals with all sorts of systems. He primarily operates in the central Brevard County area, and they don't have the huge overhead that other places have, and so that cost savings ends up getting passed on to you. They deal with integrity. I remember him telling me years ago that one of the listeners to the program had called. They'd been told that they needed a new system, and he told him, "You don't need a new system," and he was able to get their AC working properly for much less money than what the new system would have been. But I will also tell you this, there have been times when he's worked on our system at church and said, "Pastor, you need to start saving your nickels and dimes and quarters, because you're going to need a new system." And when that happens, we take care of that. And you know, we've got a situation right now that he's been nursing it along, and one of these days the nurse is going to call and say, "We're going to need to do something drastic here," and when that time comes, everything will be taken care of. Creative AC Solutions, they deal provide you a great service at a great value, and they deal with you in integrity, and I encourage you to give them a call, 321-759-3284. We're going to go to the book of Psalms today, and we're going to begin reading in verse number 41. We're talking about some of the things that we are supposed to be seeking the Lord about. We're supposed to seek the Lord. We're supposed to seek His face. We're supposed to seek the Lord in His strength. We are supposed to seek Him daily. We are supposed to seek to enter in through the narrow gate. We're supposed to seek His favor. There's just all sorts of things that we have been talking about that we are supposed to be seeking the Lord concerning. And today we're going to be looking in Psalm 119. We're going to begin reading at verse number 41. I'm just thumbing through all of my notes here. so I really do try and work through these in a manner that is going to be a blessing to you. Let's see. We need to seek. Well, we've talked on all of those things. If you want to find out what we've talked about in the past, you can scroll down to the bottom of WMIEFM.com and listen to the on-demand feature. And my goal for this teaching series is to encourage you to seek the Lord. Yesterday we were talking about that we do ourselves a great disservice, a great evil, whenever we fail to seek the Lord and we reject His word and His messengers. That's not the way we want to do life. Psalm 119, it's the longest chapter in the Bible, pretty close to the middle. If you just take your Bible and look and say, that looks like about the same number of pages to the front as it is to the back. Psalm 119 is going to be pretty close to the middle of it there. Verse number 41 says this, "Let your mercies come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. For I have hoped in your ordinances, so shall I keep your law continually forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes." So, let's turn over to the book of Isaiah just a moment. Now, I'm going to read you a passage of Scripture that has to do with what we're told to seek here. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a context to it. In Isaiah chapter 28, verse number 5, it says, "In that day the Lord of hosts will be for a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty to the remnant of his people, for a spirit of justice to him who sits in judgment, and for strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate. But they also have erred through wine and through intoxicating drink, are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through intoxicating drink. They are swallowed up by wine. They are out of the way through intoxicating drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filth. No place is clean. Whom will he teach knowledge? And whom will he make to understand the message? Those just weaned from milk? Those just drawn from the breast?" Listen to this. "For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue he will speak to this people, to whom he said, 'This is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing,' yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was to them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and caught." Okay, so the truth of the matter is that you and I are supposed to seek the precepts of God. A precept is a general rule intended to regulate behavior or thought. It is an authoritative rule of action or a doctrine that is taught. Okay? A general rule intended to regulate behavior or thought. It is an authoritative rule of action, a doctrine that is taught. So here in Psalm 119, the psalmist writes, "For I seek your precepts." The passage in Isaiah chapter 28 says, "Because my people are not responding the way that I want them to, everything goes upon this. This precept is taught then the next precept is taught, then another precept is taught, then another precept is taught, and in the end, after all of that very slow drudgery of a growth cycle, then they go and they fall backwards. Okay? Now I am not discounting or undermining the importance of biblical precepts. That's not what is being talked about here. What I'm telling you is this is more than just being about a rule book. Listen to the things that are described here in the book of Psalms. It says, because I love your precepts, because I love the rule that you have given that is intended to regulate my behavior and the things that I think about, the things that I do, because I love those, I will walk in freedom. I will walk in freedom. Have you ever watched somebody that was so concerned about following the rules that they missed the freedom altogether? If you look at the ministry of Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you are going to find that there were Pharisees that were in the land. Now, let me tell you about the Pharisees. Everything about the Pharisees was this: precept upon precept upon precept upon precept. And because we don't want to violate that precept, then this rabbi would teach a tradition so that they would not come anywhere close to violating a precept. They were so self-conscious, if you will. And because they felt so good about the fact they weren't breaking any of the precepts of God, they looked down on everybody else. It was not a life of freedom for them. It was not a life of liberty. It was a bondage. Okay? Hundreds and hundreds of rules. Okay? So if you happen to be drinking some water and something happened to the water on the Sabbath, you could toss it out the window, but you couldn't toss that same amount of water out the window towards a plant that you might be trying to grow, because that was considered to be gardening at that point in time, which was a work, and you couldn't do that on the Sabbath. The Pharisees were so concerned about not violating the precept that they wouldn't even let Jesus heal people on the Sabbath without coming against him with some sort of horrible accusation. He had violated the precept. And so because they were so conscious of all of these precepts, they missed the freedom that God, the precepts were not designed to bring about bondage. The precepts were designed to teach the people how to live as non-captives. He came to set the captives free. Okay? So it was not designed as rules to get people in trouble. It was designed as a decree from God that would actually compel the people to live the life God always wanted them to live. The thing about lists of do's and don'ts is technology changes. The lifestyle that we live now is completely and totally different than America had 100 or 120 years ago. The world that we live in now is completely different than the world that I grew up in. You know, my kids, even though they're all adults, they would tell me, "Dad, you can't use those words." I said, "It was a perfectly good word." They said, "Well, you don't know what our generation has done to that word now." And I was like, "Oh, my word." You know, and so there's a changing dynamic, and if all you've got is a list of things that you can do and the things that you can't do, you're always going to be behind the times. You're never going to be able to get it to be in the heart, okay? And that's really where the law of God needs to be written. It's not to be written on tablets of stone, but the precepts of God are designed to be written on our heart so that we will seek them. He said, I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. Let me just take you back to verse number 41 and show you the different words that are used throughout this little section of Psalm 119 about decrees that God makes. Okay, in verse number 41, your salvation according to your word. Okay, verse number 42, for I trust in your word. Verse number 43, for I have hoped or had confidence in your ordinances. So shall I keep your law continually. I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. I will speak of your testimonies. Verse number 47, I will delight in your commandments. Verse number 48, your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Okay? So there are a lot of different words that God uses there, and he wants us to fall in love with not only the letter of the law or the precept or the statute, but the spirit behind it. Why did God give us the rule? Okay? I remember hearing a story, and it may just be a story, but a lady was teaching her daughter how to cook. And it was a roast. And so she said, now the first thing you got to do is you got to cut off the 3 inches off of the roast and then put it in the pan. And the daughter looked at her and said, well, why? And she said, well, that's the way that my mom taught me to do it. And she said, can we ask grandma why? And so they did. And they went and they said, grandma, why did you cut 3 inches off of the bottom of the roast? And she said, well, that was the way that my mother taught me to do it. And so they went and asked the great-grandmother, said, you know, why did you cut 3 inches off of the bottom of the roast? And she said, well, honey, that was because I had to do that just to get it to fit into the biggest pan that I had. And so for a long, long time, there was perfectly good meat that was being discarded simply because they didn't realize what had birthed the process all along. If I take you back to the book of Exodus, chapter 20, and my pages are not cooperating, but I know I'm going to get there in just a moment. Okay, and this is what God gave Moses on the top of the mountain. He said, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image. Verse number 3, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Verse number 12, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which is the Lord your God is giving you. Verse number 13, you shall not murder. Verse 14, you shall not commit adultery. Verse number 15, you shall not steal. Verse number 16, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Verse number 17, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor. Jesus had a person that asked him, you know, what the greatest commandment was. And he told him about these, and he said, look, I've done all of those since I was born. He goes on, he says, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is likened to it, love your neighbor as yourself. It all of the Ten Commandments boil down to love God, love the things that God tells you because there's reasons behind it, and to love your neighbor as yourself. For that young man, he said, go and sell all you've got and give it away to the poor, and then come and follow me. And at that point in time, that instruction that Jesus gave him was more than he was willing to pay. Let me just tell you this, that if you will fall in love with obeying God's voice, you are going to find that no matter how costly the sacrifice he asks you to make, that sacrifice will pale in comparison to the rewards that he's got in store for you. He says, I will walk in liberty, for I seek your precepts. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. You and I, if we remember the fruit of the Spirit, it concludes with this, against such there is no law. Okay? Against such there is no law. When you and I know the heart of God, and we know the precepts of God, we know that God is, when he tells us to do something, he has good reason for it. Okay? So I am not a legalist, but I am for wholehearted obedience. Okay? And so one of the things that I have found in 28 years is that the people who come to Merit Assembly of God, I want them to have the same heart for the house of God that the rest of the house of God has. And people that come in that don't have that mindset of being a blessing to other people, then they're not going to fit in well. They're going to be miserable. They're going to be trying to figure out the rules here and what's the rule. And it's very simple. Be a blessing. Be a blessing to God. Be a blessing to your family. Be a blessing to the church. Be a blessing to the community. Be a blessing spiritually. Be a blessing with your giving. Be a blessing with your doing. Be a blessing. Be a blessing with your words. Be a blessing with your time. And so he says, God, I'm going to speak of your testimonies, and I will not be ashamed. Okay? God's word is never going to fail. Verse number 47, this is where I was really wanting to get with the heart attitude. And he says, and I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My son found himself in a situation many years ago. He was going through a training program. He was in boot camp, and some people that were part of his group misunderstood an order that they had been given. And the order was given to him, go catch up to those people and bring them back here. And so he took off with a full-on run to catch those people so that they could come back into alignment with what the actual commandment was. You and I, we need to study the Word of God so that we understand the intent that God spoke the Word with so that we can delight in it. I pray that you love the commandment of God, that when God says something, you don't have to wait for an explanation because you know that you can trust God. Told you before, when we were given instructions to our kids, we we said, look, we may give you an explanation at some point in time, but what we really need you to do is that to understand that our heart is for you, for your preservation, for your success. And whatever we say to do, we need you to do it, not because we are dictators, but we need you to understand that if you trust us, there's a reason behind the things that we say for you to do. And, you know, now some of them have kids, and they understand because they've got more awareness now than they did when they were just on the receiving end. They understand now, look, when I tell you to do something, I need you to understand there is a reason for it, and it's so that you can walk in liberty, so that you will be empowered to speak. When I give you a command and you seek those precepts, that you're going to be able to speak and you're not going to be ashamed, okay? Where you will come to a place where you actually thrive and enjoy having the precepts of God imparted to your life. It will cause you to be able to meditate on them in the nighttime. So I don't know about you, but my brain seems to activate about the time my head hits the pillow. And all of a sudden it starts going through. I've told my wife, I said, look, I can't have praise and worship on before I go to bed. It's not because I don't love to praise and worship. It's because whenever that praise and worship is going, all of a sudden I'm wanting to become actively engaged in the praising and the worshiping of God. And it won't, I mean, it just doesn't stop. When you seek the precepts of God, folks, I want to encourage you. You're gonna want to be thinking about that. Say, how can I do a better job tomorrow of pleasing God than I did today? And you're going to find that there's greater freedom that is available to you than if you ignored the precepts of God. Seek His precepts and thrive in the freedom and the liberty that God has for you. God bless you. You have a great weekend. We'd love to see you at church on Sunday. If not, we'll see you Monday right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Joy in the valley of tears, I will love you.